This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yay! 7 after the hour. Lots of things going on here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's synchronize our watches so everything is on time and get to it. Jennifer, what do we have?
All right, watch me connect these two stories. So, of course, everybody's paying attention to Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings this week. But it, one thing that people don't maybe realize about Judge Kavanaugh is that he was actually part of Ken Starr's investigative team, which investigated what, Dougie?
Bill Clinton!
Watch this for a connection. Monica Lewinsky was on stage in Jerusalem this week, and she was being interviewed as part of a program at the Jerusalem Convention Center when a Channel 2 news anchor brought up Bill Clinton's... in Jerusalem.
Channel 2 Jerusalem, okay.
Mm-hmm. Brought up Bill Clinton's comments from June when he said he didn't believe he owed Monica an apology. He said, quote, "Do you still expect that apology? A personal apology, maybe." That was a direct quote. She got up, she said, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to do this," and she took off. She took off her microphone and she walked it off stage. She said in a statement that she put on Twitter that she walked off stage because she and Levi had agreed to clear parameters for the interview, and that she had told Levi that the Clinton question was off limits. So when she asked it on stage with blatant disregard for what they had created, their agreement, it became clear to Monica that she had been misled, and she took off. And she even went and played the woman card here a little bit, and I agree with her. And she said, "I left because it's more important than ever for women to stand up for themselves and not allow others to control their narrative." So she took off and didn't answer the question. But I think that's appropriate, actually. If you agree to something and you have parameters and someone wants to violate it, why put yourself into an uncomfortable situation? You just go.
Should not. So what else is going on in Israel? Roseanne Barr says she's going to move there. The Conners, which is the television show replacing Roseanne, premiering October 16th on ABC, she says in time for that, she will have moved over to Israel. She's not going to move there permanently. She's going to spend some time there.
The TV season there.
The TV season, right. She doesn't want to see it. So let's go to Israel for a while and have some fun. Israel is a fabulous place to go, I will tell you. I was talking to somebody this past weekend who agreed with me, somebody's not Jewish. The fact that all of the three major religions started in Jerusalem and that the religions, representatives of the religion in Jerusalem all get along fine together. For that reason, but for many others, it's a great stop. Anybody who hasn't toured the world and who wants to see something that actually works, then you go to Jerusalem. It gets, the notoriety it gets comes from other stuff, the politics of where we put the whole business about whether Jerusalem's the capital and Tel Aviv is, and we put the U.S. embassy there and all that nonsense. But it is a fabulous place to go. And frankly, I've always thought there are a few places around the world that I'd like to live, not all the time, but to have residency. England is one of them, and Israel is a place that is, and I haven't visited the southwest. I've been to New Zealand or to Australia, but I think those places would probably be a great, not just to visit, but to be to Hawaii. If I could figure out a way to spend more time in Hawaii, I sure as heck would. Fabulous. Even though the weather there has been a little questionable the last month or so, it still is one of the most fabulous places on earth, and we're lucky to have it as a state, frankly. All right, so that's that backgrounder. The FBI is investigating the Democratic nominee for Florida governor. Why is that? We actually touched on this, Jennifer, but I don't think I understand what the essence of this is. What is, kind of a crook is this guy?
Andrew Gillum?
Yeah. He's the mayor of Tallahassee. But who's behind the FBI investigation?
Well, there's the FBI investigation that's been going on. This is a pretty controversial character in politics to begin with because of the crime that has risen under his rule in Tallahassee. But there is a public corruption investigation going on that could be trouble for Andrew Gillum. The FBI is now about whether the FBI is investigating whether or not out-of-town developers were able to influence city development projects, and that's already become fodder for a lot of political attacks against Andrew Gillum, who won the state primary last week. And he's embroiled in a lot of corruption scandals, according to his competitor, Ron DeSantis, who's the representative running against him on the Republican side of the ballot. He said, according to Ron DeSantis, he says that Andrew Gillum can't even run the city of Tallahassee. There's no way Florida voters can entrust him with the entire state. Now, we don't know exactly whether or not the exposure in the probe, to what extent he's involved in it. He said publicly the FBI told him he was not the focus of the investigation. We've heard that before from our president. His campaign officials have said the same thing, and they said that this is an attack by DeSantis. This governor's race is going to get so dirty. Not only is Gillum under attack but under investigation from the FBI. But he's also publicly over the weekend thanked George Soros and Tom Steyer for the money backing his campaign. That, of course, makes people on the right go crazy. And Ron DeSantis had his own controversy. He's been called a racist by Andrew Gillum because he said that Andrew Gillum shouldn't monkey around with the state of Florida. Now, he says that was innocent, an innocent statement saying that his socialist ways would muck up Florida. But many people are saying that that was like a whistle, right? A dog whistle to racists in the state of Florida because Andrew Gillum is an African-American man.
Mm. But Tallahassee, clearly, I'm looking at the out-of-town developers that have come in there. That's really what this investigation is about. You wonder whether it's political or not. I don't see that he has some chops, but I don't see that in a state like Florida, a guy like this gets statewide office. I just don't see it. Having lived in Florida off and on for many, many years, I don't see
some of those things radically changed there. It would surprise me if he brought his changes right today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. All right, 14 after the hour, as you're listening to the DJV program, we have these words for you.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-yo! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available and Sunday. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 16 after the hour on the DJV program. Let's talk taxes, shall we, for a moment or two or three or four as we have time. Arizona! And their Supreme Court has blocked a tax measure meant to help out the schools there. And they were raising taxes on the rich to fund education. The Invest in Education measure created among nationwide protests. The teachers are not paid enough. Schools don't have adequate funding. Had the initiative been put into action, people or households making over $250,000 a year would have a 3% increase in their taxes. So anybody, this is this part of what Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, has got that's getting in the way of his... Was this his initiative, or somebody dropped this on the floor of the House of the Senate, Jennifer, and they're trying to get the teachers to vote for him?
That's I think this is a dropper. These are droppings.
Droppings. All right. Let's talk about another kind of tax. I have long been a proponent of a national sales tax. I think the income tax is outrageously disproportionately effective, or maybe not effective, but disproportionately collected. A lot of people don't pay any taxes, even if they've got a lot of money. I don't think that's fair, right? I think there ought to be incentives for people to do certain things, like give to charity, invest in things. Yeah, those houses, mortgage, that sort of thing. But the IRS code, excuse me, we all have this thing, I don't know, my God, Jennifer and Victoria and I all sound the same, and it's all allergies. I'm wondering what the hell is floating around in the air anywhere and everywhere. All right, so anyway, the tax situation, think about trade and taxes. The people who are against the trade deals, like NAFTA, for example, international trade, the way some people look at it, if a country is better at producing a product than, and you want it, you buy it because you think that it's a better, like a car, for example. I buy cars that are made in England because I think they're better than what I would find here. That just happens to be my bias at the moment. Do I pay more for it than if it were built in America? No, I haven't, but I probably will if I stay with that brand. Access, although they've pretty much fixed the stuff with Europe as well. But the point of my focus here is that we have choices. There are tariffs that have been put into place by our government, and it's caused China and the U.S. to have retaliation back and forth. And under the circumstances, I see us, the consumer, as the people who are suffering. Tariff on imports paid for by you and me. When you can't buy products as cheaply, then you resort to more expensive alternatives if you want something that is quote-unquote better. Prices go up under tariffs, and very few people win. And the money that comes in, the tariffs, go to the government. What do they do with it? We wonder that all the time, don't we? What are they doing with the money? I thought it was food for thought. Government paying billions of dollars to farmers because of these trade tariffs. These tariffs, ugh, awful.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 233 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Females on country radio, the focus of a Carrie Underwood interview with Elena Smith of Women Want to Hear Women podcast. Conversation turned to the gender disparity thing. We've talked about this a lot in country radio, lack of female representation. Carrie Underwood said, quote, "Even when I was growing up, I wish there were more women on the radio, and I had a lot more. There were a lot more than there are today. I think about all the girls that are sitting at home saying, I want to be a country music singer. And then you tell them, well, maybe you can be and maybe not. So what is there about, what comes out of a conversation like this, ladies? These are many, I think Carrie Underwood said, a lot of strong women who are super talented, deserve opportunities but aren't getting it. So what's the outcome of all this? Is anybody listening? Are there people clamoring?
I think Maren Morris and Kelsey Ballerini have made some inroads. It used to be that if you heard a woman on country radio, it was either, at least in the last year or two, it was either Carrie Underwood or Miranda Lambert. They would be the only two with new music coming out. And I think there are some up-and-coming females, but for some reason there was just this really big movement towards what they were calling bro country, which is Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line, probably part of that. And that was just who was dominating country music. And so slowly but surely, I think there are some inroads. But it's always been an uphill battle, even when, although I think it's worse now. Growing up, I had Reba McEntire, Trisha Yearwood, Patti Loveless. Yeah. They were all there. So Dolly Parton at that point. So.
I think she's right, though, when you think about what I know about country music based on me being a country jock when I was in my early years in the 60s on the air. I was thinking of Lynn Anderson, for example, a lot of the music that came from some of the, like, the lady that wore a hat, I can't remember, Minnie Pearl, you know, that kind of stuff. But there's nobody, the rights, they're right. There's fewer women today than there were back then.
Well, and we did that story a few weeks ago for whatever the latest country music award show is, and how I think there's this idea that women performers are not as entertaining, and every single Entertainment of the Year award, the nominees were all men, and a lot of them were in kind of the same bro country category to me, and I don't get it. I've seen Maren Morris live, she's amazing. I've seen Kacey Musgraves live, she's amazing, and so it's just surprising to me that none of them get nominated for that Entertainer of the Year award.
Well, those girls, the Entertainer of the Year award is for, like, really tried and true talent, and those girls are not quite there yet.
What about Taylor Swift? Is she still considered a country artist?
No.
All right, so then let's move out of country and into the Taylor Swift zone. A day named for her in Minnesota. Reputation Stadium Tour in Minnesota on Friday. She wasn't just playing Minnesota on any old day. She was playing on the state's official Taylor Swift Day. So this is, she's got a big show, and she apparently loves to play in Minnesota. She's been there 25 times in 13 years. So that says something. I never tracked that. Have you ever tracked that, which, how many times a particular artist will come to a particular venue? I've never thought much about that. But anyway, she has apparently a friendship with Governor Dayton, and the proclamation read because they cited her truthfulness, grace, extensive philanthropy, and strength of character. In other words, keep leaving your money here, Taylor. Thank you very much. 28 past the hour. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof, and that it by no means predicts the toll worrying about dying can take on any of us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A good judge must be an umpire, a neutral and impartial arbiter who favors no litigant or policy.
After things finally settled down at his contentious confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finally speaks.
A judge must interpret statutes as written. A judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
Earlier, Democrats had repeatedly tried to delay the opening of the hearing, which will continue today, and 70 demonstrators were arrested by Capitol Police. Gordon's downgraded from hurricane to tropical storm, but still pounding the Gulf Coast with rain as it moves inland after making landfall late last night. A child in Pensacola, Florida has been killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
At the hour now on the DJV program, all of us, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, have allergy-related coughs and sneezes and sniffles and, oh man, whatever is in the air. I'm going to try to work it out. Let's get to what's going on in the world that affects you. Victoria, what do you have?
Well, you want to talk about Christmas? You're the one who loves fast-forwarding
time. Merry
Christmas
to you. Yes, right. Go ahead.
Well, Walmart is trying to get in on the holiday shopping season early, and they are trying to rebrand themselves as an alternative to Toys R Us for the holiday shopping season for toys. Now, Toys R Us, of course, has gonzo at this point, and so Walmart now says they'll be carrying more toys than ever before. And they released a statement saying it plans to increase its selection of toys by up to 30% in stores and 40% on its website. Walmart wants to take over the space that's been left behind by Toys R Us and Babies R Us after they filed for bankruptcy. It is the first holiday season that Walmart won't have to compete with Toys R Us, so Walmart is very excited and very hopeful about this upcoming season and earnings. They're hoping to take a big chunk of the $7 billion in sales that Toys R Us is leaving behind. When you think about $7 billion in sales, you have to wonder, how did Toys R Us go bankrupt? They had cornered the market on
way
toys.
Way too much debt.
And, yeah, I guess it's just total mismanagement. So yeah. Walmart says they're also adding aisles in some locations to make sure that they have more toys in stock. And they're starting layaway earlier this year and tripling in-store events like toy demonstrations. So if you have kids and you don't want to have to start shopping for toys, avoid Walmart right now.
All right. So there's
sucker the parents in early.
Toys R Us stores that have closed, some of them, there's a new, and I'm trying to think of the name of the company, a smaller toy retailer that is getting into some of the Toys R Us locations, and I can't remember, something B. Anybody, does that ring a bell with anybody? There's some
something
kind of...
B.
Yeah, there's some other company... And I can't, isn't that all when you try to find it?
Oh, you mean KB Toys?
KB Toys, that's it, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. They're taking over a lot of the leases in the Toys R Us space, depending on how large. Some of the stores just were too big. That was one of the problems. They're in these huge malls. There isn't, the toys space is important, but it doesn't require, you know, this is not Macy's. And some of these stores were huge. And the rent in these malls, you have no idea how expensive the rent is. And Walmart's already there. I'd say it was a smart move on the part of Walmart. They're losing ground here and there in various categories. But nobody's going to have a benefit for them. I don't see that happening. So, anyway, look at some of the stuff that Target is now trying to get into the store, into the toy business. Kmart is, to be sure.
Does Kmart still exist?
Yeah.
All the ones around me in New York and New Jersey have closed.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know if they
still are. Yeah, but Target I would see as because they do such a good job at actually better at Walmart game than Walmart is because it's cleaner, their prices are good. I just think Target is a much more attractive and I've only been in a Walmart store once in my life and I don't care whether I ever go back to one again. It was in mayhem. But they don't need my business. Man, they're jammed. Woof. It was really an interesting experience. I say that lovingly. All right, speaking of experiences, Victoria, would you please tell us what's going on with this pitcher for the Angels? Or Jennifer, I don't know whether you have the story or not. There's a rookie who already has matched Babe Ruth's record. And I'm trying to pronounce it. Is it Shohei Ohtani? Is that
Ohtani.
It?
Ohtani, yeah. He's looked at as being maybe the rookie of the year. He accomplished something that people haven't seen since 1919. He retired two Houston Astros hitters, and he hit a statistical threshold that was last achieved by Babe Ruth. He already had 15 home runs on the season as a hitter, but was sitting at 49.1 innings pitched until he started on Sunday. By the end of the game, Ohtani became the first Major League Baseball player since Babe Ruth in 1919 with 50 innings pitched and 15 home runs in a single season. Now, most people in baseball, whether you're a hitter or a pitcher, you don't cross mingle.
Yeah, right.
But Ohtani, the thing that makes him really special is that at 24 and in his rookie year, he's excelling at both. He has become not only an important hitter in the designated hitter position, which is why he went with an American League team. So he'd have that ability on days that he wasn't pitching to serve as the DH for the American League. And so he's done a really good job of not only pitching but also hitting. Babe Ruth mostly abandoned his pitching career after being sold to the New York Yankees in 1920, but he had a 2.97 ERA in 131 innings in 1919. He also happened to lead the majors with 29 home runs that season. Considering he went on to hit 714 home runs in his career, focusing on hitting was probably the right move, but Ohtani is expected to continue doing both. Now, during the season, early on, he got injured and was thought to just continue on in his role as a hitter and not be able to pitch, but he was able to start throwing pitches again, so that's why he's been able to hit this record.
I hope he doesn't follow, for his own longevity, the lifestyle of Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was not, he was a great baseball player, he was not a great athlete. He didn't keep up his body fell apart. He was fat. He drank too much. He smoked too much.
I don't think any athlete can do that anymore.
No.
With today's standards. Back then, it just seemed like baseball wasn't less of a sport, more of just like a hobby. But now, today, no one could get away with that.
Be hard. Speaking of getting away with things, Victoria, Colin Kaepernick. Everybody's, you notice how well I pronounce his name. It's not Colin.
Excellent.
Yeah. Kaepernick is in a advertising game. Has he been a Nike spokesperson before?
Yes, he apparently, So what the story here is that the NFL season starts on Thursday, and so Nike has decided to launch, Nike's the uniform sponsor of the NFL, so they've decided to launch their big campaign, and it's the 30th anniversary of their Just Do It campaign, and so they have chosen Colin Kaepernick as the face of the 30th anniversary, and it's, of course, it's caused a lot of controversy, a lot of people saying they won't buy Nike anymore, and it's just anything involving
Colin Kaepernick. Well, some people are burning their Nike clothing because of this. Right.
Yeah, well, the NFL can't be happy with this because Nike is their most visible sponsor, and you know, and to have this be a pretty blatant statement against the NFL, it'll be interesting to see where this goes and if this keeps up all season. But you will see the ads everywhere. It's a picture of Kaepernick's face with the slogan "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Hashtag Just Do It. And so Nike has been paying Kaepernick all along, but they were waiting for the right time to drop the bomb. So they dropped the bomb on Labor Day evening. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes for the rest of the season. Colin Kaepernick has just actually won. He filed a grievance against the NFL for collusion, and he won that judgment. So now it moves on to the next phase in court. So he's not going away.
I have been sent one of our listeners who is, I'm not, well, I guess I'm not sure.
Are you colluding with one of the listeners, Dougie?
I'm colluding with someone who wanted me to know, because I'm so focused on wearing protective equipment, the stuff in the little leaguers, the major league people who are involved in mostly the dangerous sports, football, hockey, soccer, that kind of stuff. Apparently, in this guy's neck of the woods, which is in Louisiana, the high school and college players down there, mostly the high school doesn't have money to buy him jock straps. So the areas that are protected by jock straps, according to this guy, you know, he says everybody's worried about helmets. Nobody's talking about jock straps.
Typical man worried more about that than their heads. That sounds not real. That sounds like fake news to me.
What, jock straps?
Yeah.
Not having enough.
So kids are playing football without jock straps? That doesn't sound real.
Well, I can't prove to you one way or another. I'm just sending along something that
right.
I thought was
interesting. But doesn't interesting that sound fake news?
What? Jocks? No jock straps?
Oh, now we're going to hear why it's really damaging. Thanks a lot, Victoria.
I'm just surprised if they can afford a football team and everything else that goes along with it, but jock straps.
Fake news. I'm calling fake news on that.
Well, how are you going to prove that? One way or
not going to. No one can ever prove fake news, but everyone says it, so I'm saying it.
You're saying that,
this is a fake news story.
You don't need a jock strap if you're involved in athletic affairs.
We're not denying the use
right,
of
I'm not
jock
denying,
straps.
I want everyone to be protected everywhere. But what I'm saying is I don't believe that there is money to buy helmets and pads and everything else, but there isn't money to buy the cheapest article of clothing
for
protection.
Honest. You men are way more into protecting what's down there than what's in your noggin.
Exactly.
And I have a hard time in a male-dominated field that you wouldn't provide protection there first over anything else.
Precisely, yes. I think we all agree the ruling is fake news.
Really? Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first here on the DJV Show at 46 past the hour.
We were work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available ends Sunday. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 has arrived at Sprint. For a limited time, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. It's the fastest Note ever, and you can get it on a network built for unlimited. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is also perfect for gaming. Take your Fortnite skills to a new level with the largest battery ever seen in a Note. Along with a 6.4-inch edge-to-edge infinity screen and stereo speakers, Galaxy Note 9 also features a smarter camera and a mightier S Pen with remote control. Make the switch to Sprint right now and get the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of 18-month lease. Early termination results for remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, and Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so I just have a thought about, I'm on to this jockstrap thing a little bit more, because I was thinking this, just thought this weekend, Miles and I went swimming, and there are some pictures on the Instagram account that my daughter set up. It is, if in fact, basically the protection that we're talking about with the jockstrap is built in to men's swimming trunks. So why isn't that protective stuff sewn into
the... You don't have a jockstrap in your swimwear.
Well, you have a... It's protective netting.
It's like a piece of net. It's a net. Yeah.
I think that's supposed to keep everything in place, not to, like, survive any hard hits.
Yeah, when you have a dive.
Not that I've done a lot of research.
If a dolphin attacks you, and hits you
personal experience,
legs, it's not going to help.
If you get hit hard there, the jockstrap isn't going to help you at all. It just does... It's sort of... There's a little protection, but
can we do a video of this and just see how much you can take? We can all take turns kicking you.
Gee, that's really
under various circumstances.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. I thought you loved me.
This would be great for the show. Do it for the show. It could go viral.
10 before the hour. DJ V-Time.
How
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, lots of info here on technology. It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. And because Victoria's back, her voice sounds strong and hearty. We'll deal with a couple of tech issues. I bought a, by the way, an 8S yesterday. I'll tell you about that.
Good for you. I'm excited for you.
All right.
You probably hate it right now because it's got a lot of new things on it.
No, the guy was very helpful. It helped me put it together, and it was good. It was good experience.
Good. That should last you for a couple of years for sure.
I hope so. Well, the last one was supposed to last almost 2 years. It lasted almost 2 years, the 6. All right, so Microsoft is in the news. What's the scoop here, Victoria?
Well, Microsoft owns Skype, and that's something that maybe a lot of people don't realize. But if you are a Skype user, which a lot of people are, you may have noticed that Skype has had so many different redesigns over the past few years. That has been Microsoft behind the scenes trying to compete with Snapchat, trying to make Skype cooler. People prefer FaceTime, so they've been trying to make it more like FaceTime. They basically have been chasing every other design out there, and it's completely backfired. So now Microsoft announced yesterday they're going to be simplifying the design again. They're going to redesign it once again, and so the Snapchat-like features are going to go. They're going to get rid of everything that doesn't look like the original Skype, and they said that they just needed to take a step back and simplify because people were really complaining. They couldn't make calls anymore. They couldn't do video calls. The messaging was kind of all messed up. They had a Skype mobile app is also going to be redesigned because they tried to make it look too much like Snapchat.
and Skype users just hated it. And they were going to get rid of the desktop version, and people apparently went ballistic with that because more people use Skype on a desktop than they do on a mobile app. And that's another thing Microsoft didn't see coming. So they basically were really behind the eight ball on this one, and Skype has lost so much footing in that platform. So WhatsApp, Messenger from, which is an Apple Messenger, FaceTime, of course, is on all of the iPhones, WeChat, Line, and Telegram are all services that do the same thing that Skype does, and they've become so popular that Skype has really been left in the dust. So Microsoft has a really big task ahead of them if they're going to revive it.
So what does that say about me? I use Skype all the time.
did you notice that the design keeps changing and it's harder to navigate around and to work it?
Because no, I hit the camera and it lights up who I'm talking to. I don't see any difference, and I don't find a problem with it at all.
All right. Well, then you are their audience.
I am the audience. Yes,
you are their target audience.
Simple. Amazon has new gadgets that are going to give college students more storage space and charging power for all their electronics. Let's hear that story.
The Geek Out.
If you or somebody you know is about to go back to college, I may have found a useful gadget. Now, dorms are small. We know this. They're tight on storage and never have enough outlets. On Amazon, there is a bed lift set that is comprised of four stands that will lift the bed 7 inches further off the ground, therefore creating more storage space under the bed. And get this, one of them has four electrical and USB outlets to power all the stuff. You simply plug that lift into the wall, and now you've got power for your computer, your book light, your pencil sharpener, your beer fridge. Oh, the Studio 3B four-piece USB bed lift set is just $35 and available via Amazon. We've posted a direct link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, next up on the agenda here on Tech Talk, a bill in California. Oh, here we go. But this is a good one.
Net
neutrality is in the focus here. Let's see what they do in California.
Yeah, California's legislature has approved a bill that's being called the strongest net neutrality law in the country. The bill would ban internet providers from blocking and throttling legal content and prioritizing some sites and services over others. Essentially, it's going back to the way it was under the Obama administration. They're following all the same guidelines. You can't charge small businesses more money to have higher speeds. It's everybody's equal, and that's why it's called net neutrality. It's still the worst name ever because it's confusing, but they want everything to be neutral. And so if this now goes, this is now heading to the governor's desk. Governor Jerry Brown hasn't actually said if he'll sign the legislation, but it does have a lot of support. And if it becomes law, then internet providers are probably going to sue because the FCC, sneaky little guys that they are, they actually put a new rule in there that no one saw saying that states can't sue to create their own net neutrality laws. So that probably will not end, and that won't end well for them. It will probably go to the Supreme Court, but sneaky FCC, Ajit Pai, he's still on my list.
Still on your list. He's still the one after all these years. Not her favorite. 59 past the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.